When it comes to changing your body and making it automatic, one of the things we always want to look for is to find the easiest ways possible to create these changes. Right? We want things to be easy. Now, a lot of times this runs counterintuitive to how most people approach weight loss, but if you look at how we can make things easiest, ultimately you're going to find answers that are easy to follow through with. Now, one strategy that's very powerful in changing how you eat is to keep foods that are fattening or unhealthy out of the house or away from you. It can be difficult, you know, if you're sitting on the sofa and you know 10 feet away, you know, there's a bag of chips or a pint of ice cream, your mind will keep referencing it, right? Keep thinking about it. So it's a lot easier when those things just aren't in the house, when they're not even an option. Now, in order to accomplish that, what we need to do is talk about food shopping. All right, but again, we're going to talk about two things here. Specifically, we're going to talk about food shopping. But again, the bigger picture here is that we want to make things easier. We want to put our efforts into things that are going to have multiple benefits. You see, so instead of, you know, if someone goes and buys a bag of chips or a pint of ice cream, leave them in the house. Now you've got to fight those cravings off constantly, right? Throughout the day, throughout the night, whenever you're at home, you're, you know, going to be fighting those cravings off. If it's outside of the house, right, then you don't have to worry about that. All right, it's just one more barrier. It's a little bit more distance between you and that bad habit or that bad food. All right, and that's what we're looking to do. So in order to keep food out of the house, though, we have to make sure we don't buy it at the grocery store. So in order to do that, what we're going to use is some of our state management techniques. You see, so what we want to do is we want to focus a very, very important time for you in your weight loss and weight maintenance is when you go food shopping. So you need to be in a peak state. Okay, and what I mean by peak state, not necessarily, you know, all fired up, but a peak state of health. And it's different for each person, but it may be a state where you're calm, where you're relaxed, where you're focused on what's truly important to you. Okay, getting yourself into that peak state and then going shopping. Because when you do that, there's a chance that you're going to buy better foods for yourself. Right? Now, the reason I bring this up is because food shopping is one of these things that is so unconscious at this point. I mean, think about this. When you go into the grocery store you typically go into, you probably park in the same spots. You probably go in the same way. You go and go around the store in the same pattern. All right, so it's a very unconscious process. And what we're looking to do is to change this up. Right? We want to be more conscious of this process initially in order to change it. And when we got it down to where we want it to be, then we can become unconscious again. Now, the easiest way to do this, again, is to go into the supermarket in a peak state. Now, what we want to do is we want to anchor in that feeling that we want, ideally, with the supermarket. Now, you can do it when you park the car, you know, in the parking lot. You can do it as soon as you, you know, if you usually grab a cart, as soon as you feel your hands hit the cart, you can allow that to be a signal to allow your body to relax. So it's up to you. It could be, you know, if you have all those automatic doors, you know, and as soon as the door kind of makes that noise and opens up, that could be a signal for your unconscious mind to kind of let go and kind of relax. So again, it's up to you. But the idea is that we want to identify a peak state, right? Where do you need to be emotionally, internally, physically, mentally, in order to make the best food choices possible? Right? Because we all know that food choices have a whole lot to do with how we're feeling at the moment, right? So if we intentionally are training ourselves to be in a peak health state, when we go food shopping, it increases our chances of picking better foods for ourselves. And if we bring these better foods home, A, we're avoiding the bad foods, and we're training ourselves to eat these better foods. So, what is the peak state you would like? And do it right now. For me, it's shoulders back, and I take a deep breath, and I relax, right? I specifically feel these muscles in my chest kind of letting go and relaxing a bit. My stomach relaxes, okay? My head clears, right, when I do this. And this is partly because I want it to. Right? I kind of quiet it down. I imagine a volume knob in my brain going all the way down. And that's all my thoughts quieting down. I begin speaking to myself in the voice of my healthy self. right? What would I like to eat? What's fresh? Right? What's going to support me? What's going to give me energy? What's going to make me feel good? Okay? And when I identify that state, again, I've practiced this a lot. I want you to practice it too, even right now. Once you practice it in a few times, it starts to become automatic. You can tap right into it. That's the point here. We don't want to have to take 5 minutes every time to create a state. We want to take the 5 minutes and create the state and then regularly access it so it starts to become easy for us to do so. So that we can use it in real life situations like going into the grocery store so that we make better food decisions. So what is it for you? The physiology that you want and the psychology. What do you say to yourself when you are feeling healthy, when you're feeling focused on how you want to feel and how you want to look? Okay, what foods do you crave? What foods do you want yourself to eat in those situations? Right? And this is the main step that you can take. Okay, you can also begin to educate yourself a little bit more about, you know, if there's food you want to stop getting, you want to hit this from both angles. We want to create a peak state when we go into the supermarket, but we also want to create a negative association to the foods that are not supporting us. Cereals, for example, right? Children's cereals. Extremely high on sugar. Do some research on them. Right? Take a few minutes and look up. What are the ingredients in this? How much sugar is that? Right? Give yourself, I gotta get a picture of this, but there's a picture somewhere where it takes like a box of cereal and it shows like a bowl of cereal worth, and next to it has like a pile of sugar. So you can visualize and see just how much sugar is in these cereals. Okay? So that's something that will reframe those foods in your mind and likely make it easier to avoid them. Because now you start to see them in a different light and you see and understand the harm that they create. Okay? So this is the idea that we want to really pay attention to when we go grocery shopping. Right? So this is one of those leverage points you have. A similar thing would be if at work there's, you know, candy around you. Get away from it. Move it. Right? Ask people if you can move it. You know, you can't always do this. And in that state, or in that situation, you want to spend extra time working on your peak states, right? Managing your state. Being the person who doesn't care where the food is. Right? Because this can happen. You just need to train yourself to do it. Okay? So this is the idea. Focus on grocery shopping, because if you get the right things there, it's just going to make the rest of it easier. Now, I will say, here's the disclaimer. When you start doing this, there's going to be a few nights of doing this where you're going to be thinking about those foods. But you're going to find that what ends up happening is those cravings weaken. They get less and less. But the point where you need to have the most strength, and sometimes at night you might get so, the cravings might be so strong you go out and get something. That's okay. That's better than having it in the house and doing it all the time. Okay? Randomly doing that is better than just habitually always having those foods in the house, always being tortured by them, always giving in and eating them. Alright? So again, the main point here though is to focus, your greatest point of leverage here, in changing your eating habits, is to be in a peak state, focused and clear when you go grocery shopping, until you get this to be automatic, and then you can just rely upon your natural automatic, you know, desires and cravings in food shopping habits, okay, to keep you in the place where you want to be. All right? So practice this, and you know, you can put up a reminder maybe, you know, if you can put something on your dashboard, a little note. If you make a grocery list, you know, put a big star next to it and say, you know, peak state or relax or calm or whatever the word is that's going to remind you of the peak state you want to be in. Okay? But train yourself to do this. It'll be one of the easiest ways to create massive change by focusing on one little area. All right? So do this, and I'll talk to you next week.